You may have noticed that one of the afternoon electives is on Lady Jane Grey, and the delegates who are here face-to-face have also received this booklet. Mark, who heads up church history here at Moore College, has written this book. So Mark, why did you write this book?
Thanks, Jane. It's nice to be with you here today. It's a short little read. I teach church history here at Moore College. It's a great privilege. Every year I'm trying to write just a little standalone lecture on someone who's a particularly interesting and inspiring character from the Reformation period. And I decided to choose Lady Jane last year. And some people just encouraged me to just expand it out that little bit and just put it out as a book, so just as an encouragement to others as well. So it's things that I've taught the students here that I've expanded out and thought this could be a great encouragement for men and women of various ages and stages around the place, just to get to know a particular character from church history and be inspired by that person's faith to keep following Jesus.
Okay, so this is the first of many books that you hope to write, you know, short little books like this once a year.
I would love to do one a year, see how long that lasts.
You started with Jane, so why did you choose her?
Okay, the middle name of our fourth daughter who was born a little while ago is Jane, and the middle name of each of our kids is named after a particular character in church history, and we named our Zoe Jane after Lady Jane Grey. And so I love this character of Lady Jane Grey, a wonderful young woman who loved the Lord Jesus. And that was the prayer that my wife Tanya and I had for our fourth child, that she'd have that kind of faith, a strong woman of faith.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah. My daughter or Lady Jane? Lady Jane, a wonderful character in the English Reformation period, born in 1537, died in 1554. She was just one of these wonderful, extraordinarily talented, capable women who loved the scriptures and would do anything she could to get a wrap her head around what God was saying. And she went through some turbulent times. She became the first female monarch of England. And she was the queen of 9 days, we say, because very quickly after becoming the Queen of England, she was dethroned, and Queen Mary, aka Bloody Mary, became the next Queen of England, and Lady Jane Grey lost her head as a result. Through that whole period, her faith was tested, and she was challenged to either sort of renounce her faith and things would be okay, or hold on to her faith and face the consequences. And she did the latter, and it's a wonderfully inspiring story of her faith.
Yeah, so it's amazing, isn't it, how God works through people of any age and situation in life. She's a teenager. People come to her for wisdom and advice. She's highly intelligent, highly educated, but she's thoroughly, thoroughly Christian. So can you just say a little bit more about what we can learn from our Christian brothers and sisters in the past,
sure,
no matter what age they are, and how important that is for us, and also in understanding where we are today, why church history is important?
How long have we got? Very quickly, there's nothing new under the sun, and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we look at people in the past who are like us, sinners saved by grace, we can learn so many lessons from the past for the present. I like to say that church history is like taking a holiday. It's like when you fly to another country and you see a different culture, you think, gee, they do some things really well there that I wish we could do that. And then you think, gee, there are some things that I think we do a little bit better actually. And church history is a bit like that. It's like flying to another culture, looking at someone's faith, and looking at what's going on there and what God's doing, and putting that into practice today. And throughout the whole experience of that church history holiday, you get to enjoy the fact that God is building his church and he's saving people, and the gates of hell will not prevail. And we're still part of that today.
That's great. Thank you so much, Mark, for writing this resource. Sorry. And hopefully it gets into the hands of many people around the world. And I mean, I really love it. That's why I wrote the foreword. And I want to commend it to you. And we hope it's the first of many, many that you do put out one a year. That would be excellent. Thanks so much, Mark.